Harper Audio presents Us by David Nichols. Performed by David Haig.
Thou only hast taught me that I have a heart. Thou only hast thrown a light deep downward and upward into my soul. Thou only hast revealed me to myself. For without thy aid, my best knowledge of myself would have been merely to know my own shadow, to watch it flickering on the wall, and mistake its fantasies for my own real actions. Now, dearest, dost thou understand what thou hast done for me? And is it not a somewhat fearful thought that a few slight circumstances might have prevented us from meeting? Nathaniel Hawthorne, A Letter to Sophia Peabody, 4th of October, 1840. Book 1, The Grand Tour. Part 1, England. The sweet habit of each other had begun to put lines around her mouth, lines that looked like quotation marks, as if everything she said had been said before. Lorry Moore, Agnes of Iowa. 1. The Burglars. Last summer, a short time before my son was due to leave home for college, my wife woke me in the middle of the night. At first I thought she was shaking me because of burglars. Since moving to the country, my wife had developed a tendency to jerk awake at every creak and groan and rustle. I'd try to reassure her. "It's the radiators," I'd say. "It's the joists, contracting or expanding. It's foxes." "Yes, foxes taking the laptop," she'd say. "Foxes taking the keys to the car." And we'd lie and listen some more. There was always the panic button by the side of our bed, but I could never imagine pressing it in case the alarm disturbed someone. Say, a burglar, for instance. I am not a particularly courageous man. Not physically imposing, but on this particular night, I noted the time, a little after 4, sighed, yawned, and went downstairs. I stepped over our useless dog, padded from room to room, checked windows and doors, then climbed the stairs once more. "Everything's fine," I said. "Probably just air in the water pipes."
"What are you talking about?"
said Connie, sitting up now. "It's fine. No sign of burglars."
"I didn't say anything about burglars. I said I think our marriage has run its course.
Douglas,
I think I want to leave you."
I sat for a moment on the edge of our bed.
"Well, at least it's not burglars,"
I said, though neither of us smiled, and we did not get back to sleep that night.
2. Douglas Timothy Peterson. Our son Albie would be leaving the family home in October, and all too soon afterwards so would my wife. The events seemed so closely linked that I couldn't help thinking that if Albie had flunked his exams and been obliged to retake, we might have had another good year of marriage. But before I say any more about this and the other events that took place during that particular summer, I should tell you a little about myself and paint some sort of portrait in words. It shouldn't take long. My name is Douglas Peterson and I am 54 years old. You see that intriguing final E in the Peterson? I'm told it's the legacy of some Scandinavian heritage, some great-grandfather, though I've never been to and have no interesting stories to tell about Scandinavia. Traditionally, Scandinavians are a fair, handsome, hearty and uninhibited people, and I am none of those things. I am English. My parents, both deceased now, raised me in Ipswich, my father, a doctor, my mother, a teacher of biology. Douglas came from her nostalgic affection for Douglas Fairbanks, the Hollywood idol, so there's another red herring right there. Attempts have been made over the years to refer to me as Doug, or Dougie, or Doogie. My sister, Karen, self-proclaimed possessor of the Peterson soul big personality, calls me D. Big D.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?